You're listening to SBS News.
Hong Kong's metro system is considered one of the world's most efficient, not on Tuesday morning. Protesters gathered at Tiung Keng Leng and North Point stations, suspending some metro lines, disrupting the morning rush in a show of frustration against their government and Beijing.
We didn't get an answer to the different aspects of what we have asked. We have no choice but to do this, in a way which will remind everyone what is happening in society at the moment.
I think my work and meeting could wait, but our freedom, safety and human rights are taken away, and that can't wait.
Yesterday, China's representative office in Hong Kong spoke out in its first press conference in more than 20 years. Spokesperson Yang Guang praised Hong Kong's police force and blamed overseas interference for encouraging the protests.
To put it bluntly, they are simply trying to mess things up in Hong Kong and turn Hong Kong into a trouble spot for China so as to contain China's development.
Pro-democracy campaigners say China's backing of Chief Executive Carrie Lam will only create more tension. Legislator Claudia Mo explains.
The way they say they would absolutely or resolutely rather support Carrie Lam and the police force, they're trying to divide Hong Kong into two parts.
Protesters are calling for an inquiry into police behaviour and the dismissal of Ms Lam, as well as the complete withdrawal of an extradition deal with the mainland. Keith Richburg from Hong Kong University says the protests have evolved since they began.
The longer this is allowed to go on, the more it's morphing into something beyond just this extradition bill and police misconduct. It's becoming really a protest against the government, against what people feel are, you know, it's high living conditions and a lack of affordable housing. It's the longer they go on, the more it's going to morph into something a lot bigger and more difficult to control.
Until there's some compromise, there's no end in sight for Hong Kong's summer of dissent. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.